Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into an hour. We're just chatting now. My name is Oscar. I'm joined as always by my co-host and best bud.
Dan.
How art thou, Shan?
Good.
Chilling, chilling.
Villain, like a villain.
Yeah.
Can I be a villain? What do you think?
Don't. You're a little too nice to be a villain, I feel.
Could I be like one of those villains that like acts like a good guy the whole time and then the last second does like a massive plot twist and you find out that they've tricked you the whole movie?
Could you live with the guilt?
No.
Then no. Yeah.
Good to know.
Could probably be a villain.
You probably could be.
I wouldn't feel too good about it either, though.
Like, as much as like humanity is a lot, also we want to give humanity a chance. But we do.
I
I know.
suppose.
Well, that's why we're too nice, is we're trying to give humanity a chance.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I can't argue with the facts. But another week, another Oreo, huh?
Yeah, more Oreos, guys. It's
What's up with
Oreos
the
again.
Oreos? What you got for me this time, Shan, on the
I
Oreo
got
front?
so excited because we got a new limited edition. By the way, do you still have your Pokemon Oreos?
Yeah, I have like literally like a bunch of unopened packs. I have like
Me too.
quite a few unopened packs.
Same. I only have two. I don't have a bunch. I have
Yeah.
two. They're
Yeah,
like over there on a shelf. I think we would only be able to sell these Mario ones if we got them right away. But there's Mario ones coming out. Do you think that means they're going to be Barbie ones?
You know what? That marketing team is literally off the motherfucking chain right now. So I wouldn't doubt it. I guess we can, since we're talking about the Mattel theme park, we can also throw in the Barbie House Airbnb that just opened up.
Oh yeah, I saw that in Malibu.
But we're currently on
More Super Mario. You can pre-order them.
Super Mario Oreo. Oh, they're up for pre-order, huh? It's that serious, huh?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Good for them, actually, though.
I mean, they're just like the Pokemon ones where like they don't have their own like distinct flavor. They're just stamped
Yeah.
with, I mean, I don't know. I feel
That's
like
exactly what they are.
Oreos.
They have a Mario, Luigi, a Bowser, and Baby Bowser, cookie.
I feel like I see Toad and a star. I see a lot more than that.
Oh, that's true. I don't know why the website for Oreo itself only is showing four of them.
That's weird.
So from the official Oreo website, Princess Peach is missing, and Bowser is trying to take over the Mushroom Kingdom. With a random assortment of Super Mario character designs in every package, you can find the right Oreo cookies to help Mario and the other heroes defeat Bowser and save the kingdom. Participate by scanning the QR code on the back of the pack. Discover all 16 Mario Super Mario cookie designs with these limited edition Super Mario chocolate. Oh, chocolate sandwich cookies. Are they going to be chocolate cream? No.
No, they're just
No.
regular or and
And they're kosher. They taste exactly the same, but like they're
that's
just
where
themed.
I'm at is like if you're gonna do like a themed cookie like this.
Yes, you
Sorry.
want it to be flavored. Did you
No,
want?
not necessarily flavored, but
Okay.
with all the cool fancy shit Oreo is capable of doing now, can't you at least make them red or something? Like
Yeah,
make them Mario colors, you
make them
know?
red, or I would also like appreciate like you said, like a flavor, and like you could call it anything. Like you could like have like the birthday cake flavor that has like all the sparkles in it and call it
Yeah.
like the golden star
Yeah,
flavor.
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That would have been really easy, like just like right there,
So
right there.
I that's what like upsets me with these
I
sometimes is
know.
that they're kind of lazy. But I mean, this one's cool because there's a whole
Game.
like game which is super dope. Scan the QR code to help out. I mean, so they're bigger than ever right now with this fucking movie, you know?
When are they supposed to come out?
What?
July 10th.
Oh,
So you
the
can pre-order
cookies.
them right now to pick up at a Walmart, by the way.
Super dope packaging. I fucking love the
Super dope
packaging.
packaging.
They just announced a bunch of games that are coming later this year too. So the new 2D Mario is coming out
I heard that.
in October. Super Mario Wonder. They have a remake of a Super Nintendo Super Mario RPG coming out in November. So, they're taking advantage of the fact that the whole world is really into Mario right now because of that movie,
Yes. And apparently, there's a special surprise for a thank you for people who successfully defeat Bowser and save the kingdom.
So if you spend a lot of money on Oreos, I mean, you could probably, can't you just sit in the store and scan all the QR codes? Is
I
that
don't know
can
that they're gonna have them out because right now they're available for pre-order. So, but I think you need to be able to like to scan the code and scan your cookies because it said you had to find all the 16 different cookies. So I think that's why they want you to buy a lot of packs because you need to like the QR code will probably launch you. Okay, based off of very vague reasoning that I'm going to give about Super Mario World, the place, the physical place in Universal, they'll probably have you scan the QR code and it'll launch a specific app that they have made for this. And then that app will be able to read and scan like a picture of a cookie and make sure that that is that cookie that you need. And it like will bring something into the game every time you do that.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, but I after attending Universal, like attending Universal, going to Universal,
Attending.
I think Mario, I if anybody could do it, I think Nintendo could.
They're very forward thinking in some areas and very backward thinking in others. So Nintendo is a very strange company.
Very, very strange company.
I wouldn't put anything weird past them.
Yeah, I'm not gonna put that past them.
This
The
like
cookies are only like $5, so for a pack, and you can order your limit is five.
No, that's not bad.
No, so you could pre-order five and spend $25.
This USA Today article is also kind enough to fill us in on some other Oreo news.
I saw that.
So cotton candy Oreos are back for the first time since 2015, and they're
According to Food
filled,
Network.
and these are flavored. They're filled with pink and blue cotton candy flavored cream.
That sounds so
Also
sweet.
still available are Oreo sandwich cookies, the graham flavored sandwich cookies filled with marshmallow and chocolate cream. Sounds pretty good, I guess, if you like marshmallow.
What is a
And
blackout cake?
yep,
Oh
and
my
then
God.
Oreo's new limited edition cookie is the blackout cake, double stuffed with chocolate flavor. So that sounds kind of bomb.
Actually,
I might want to try those.
did you ever go to Claim Jumper growing up?
The one that restaurant right across the street from Knott's.
You know what? There was one across the street from Knott's. It's no longer there, but yes.
No, I only know
Okay.
it as the weird restaurant across the street from Knott's.
That's
Well,
fair.
isn't it like a seafood type of place?
No, it was like more of like a the reason it was called Claim Jumper was because it was like a steakhouse in America, like it was like an American like outlaw bar and grill kind of
Okay.
restaurant.
Yeah.
We went a couple of
Like a
times.
sleazy saloon type beat.
No, like yeah, like an upscale saloon.
Okay.
And they had actually some pretty good food, I'll be honest. Their steaks are pretty good. They're kind of probably
This
expensive now.
they also sell their shit in like grocery stores and like frozen aisles.
Apparently they still have a location in Winter Park somewhere.
But not the one across the street from Knott's.
Maybe it is. Maybe I'm.
I think you're tripping. I think it's still
Think
there.
it's still there. I'm specifically talking about their dessert,
Okay. Yeah, that's
though.
what I'm saying. They sell like their pies and shit in the freezer section.
They can sell pies and shit in the freezer section. They also sell. I'm like looking up their menu right now. They also sell this really fucking good thing. It's gonna be down at the bottom because it's in desserts. Please. Okay. It is called the Chocolate Motherlode Cake.
Oh, God.
It is a six-layer cake of
No.
chocolate cake with fudge icing and topped with walnuts.
Oh,
It
okay,
is
walnuts. There is something
walnuts,
other than chocolate on it.
other
Cool.
than chocolate. You only get a slice. Like you could buy a whole cake, but you only ever get a slice. And it apparently the Food Network listed it as one of America's five most decadent desserts. You always share that thing.
Yeah, it sounds
And
like
you
a
have a
little it sounds
big
like
glass of water.
sounds like a little much, honestly.
They do have butter cake too, that's really good.
Claim jumper, eh?
Claim jumper.
Still there.
Yeah, apparently.
I think it is it like
I don't
a is that a nationwide thing?
Claim Jumper is it was pretty big.
Is Claim
It
Jumper
had occasions at least in Arizona.
nationwide? What states have been? As of May 2023, the restaurant chains has locations in Arizona, California, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington. So it's definitely a West Coast thing.
That makes sense though, because like I said, it's like an old like outlaw kind of thing.
Interesting. Huh. Maybe
Trying to remember if Claim Jumper was the one that would have like animal heads mounted on the wall.
I'll go check it out. I think they'd still do the thing where if like the Angels hit a certain amount of home runs, you get like free wings there or something like that.
Is that there? Oh,
It's totally there.
I believe it.
Let me
It's
Google.
good. They
Let's
have some
see.
really good food. I'm not gonna
Claim
lie. It's like a nice date night, I would say.
Jumper, free wings, Angels. Whenever the Angels win at home, fans get the world famous medium fries the following day for $1. Oh no, that's McDonald's.
And I know Chronic Tacos was doing something for a while too.
At some point, they had Claim Jumper, something at Claim Jumper. I can't
I just
find it now.
I don't think they do anymore.
Yeah.
That's all.
But how did we get to Claim Jumper?
The mother lode, the blackout cake
Ah,
reminded me
the
of the mother
blackout
lode
cake
cake.
cookies. Okay, cool.
Yes, this one I tracked. The last time I did, I was like, I don't know how the fuck we got to Crazy Bones. We're here now.
Zany Brainy.
Ah, Zany Brainy. But yes. Yes, a mother load cake. So you can, if you want, with this with these Super Mario orders, you can currently actively order them ahead.
Okay.
Which will be much better than
Trying to track them down and fighting
trying to track
people
them
in
down like the
stores for them.
Pokemon when we did.
Yeah, that was wild.
So they learned a little bit. What is this?
What's what?
No, I thought, okay, it said shopping. And it said apparel, and I clicked apparel, and it didn't give me apparel.
Like, what are you talking about? What are you on?
On the Oreo website.
Oh, on the Oreo website. We
I
we've
wanted.
been haven't we been through that? Like all the weird Oreo merch
We might.
at some point? I think we did.
I believe it.
See.
I believe it. We were through the ranch one for sure.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes, but I'm struggling. I can't get
Oh, mine opened up. No, yeah, we've def I think we've definitely.
done all the Oreo on there as well.
I
Okay.
think so.
That's fair.
No, you know what? We have
Fireworks.
it because there's a shirt that's out of stock that says
Send me
Twist Lick Dunk.
send
And
me that link. Send me the link because it will not allow me to go in there. It keeps rerouting me to the corporate stuff.
there you go.
I don't know why it's decided that I
There's
need to see the corporate
Oreo
stuff.
flavor striped socks, which are pretty fire.
Those are fucking fire.
There's a
The crew
baseball
neck.
cap.
I'm the baseball cap. The crew neck t-shirt in only 2X now.
The tie-dye long sleeves, wild. I think
I'm really bummed
the
that this
t-shirt
shirt is out of
t-shirt
stock.
with the cookie dunk pocket tee is pretty cool, where there's a
Yes, it
pocket's a
is.
glass of milk.
There's a gray one and a black one. And
Ooh,
this, yeah, that's pretty
the
good.
mint cream hat is so like low-key fly.
I
Of
don't know. I
course it's
kind of
out
like
of
the
stock.
Oreo tie-dye sleeve too.
Ah, Twist Lick
This reminds me.
Dunk,
I
man.
want to know if that ever that ranch
Is
that ranch hood varsity jacket ever went on sale.
I feel like walking around with that shirt in public could be like interpreted as harassment nowadays.
For you, for me, I get me dates.
Twist Lick Dunk. Okay. Thank you, Oreo. The voice of a
That varsity
generation.
jacket. No, that varsity jacket is still $75.
What
Rude.
varsity? What varsity
The
jacket?
ranch one.
Oh, you're still. I forgot about that.
I did not.
For the
I'm seeing what's
record,
on sale.
Shan did not. For the record,
For
forget
the
it.
record, every day, this varsity jacket haunts my memories and I want it desperately. There's a really cute little holiday ornament on the ranch website. I'm so sorry that I'm taking us down this path, but he's really cute.
They have a collab with the NBA right now where you can gift someone a custom 12 pack of Oreos with their favorite NBA team on them.
I love that.
Oreos is such a strange company.
There's wait.
They're so whimsical and fun sometimes, I
There's
feel.
ranch. Oh my God. Oh my God. Ranch is like gone out, like gone nuts. Hold on.
Shan, who will let you back on the ranch website?
Oh my God, you have to join me. Look at this home decor.
We can't go back to
Look at
the
this home
hidden.
decor. Look at this home decor.
I don't. It's actually like really tasteful stuff.
It
Hold
really
on.
is tasteful. Look at the wallpaper.
The tablecloth.
The couch is fucking great. The couch is not tasteful, just to be clear. Not in the slightest. But the couch is pretty fucking great.
I don't even see a couch. Where are
It's up at
you?
the top.
Oh, at the top.
It looks like a piece of pizza.
Oh my God, that thing. Oh,
Couch, not
it looks like
tasteful, but
half of a pizza.
yeah.
I
And it's
can't.
like half dipped
It's
into like
not
ranch is what it's supposed to be.
tasteful, but it's cool. I feel
It's cool as fuck.
like if we had like a live podcast set with like a little
We would
stage
have
set,
that, yeah.
I would sit on the fucking
Okay,
pizza couch.
here's the problem. Did you look at the price? Oh, space
The
right now is just like absolutely flabbergasted by this.
fucking Hidden Valley Ranch pizza couch is
And
$10,000.
Oscar and Oscar, it's sold out.
It's sold out at 10,000. What the fuck am I doing wrong?
I don't know. Apparently, we
What
should
are
be
we
making Hidden
doing
Valley
wrong?
quickly.
Maybe we should be fucking making cool ass custom couches. Maybe we should have learned how to do that.
Maybe like $10,000 and it's sold out.
That's
And it's
fucking
sold out.
bonkers.
There's ranch scrunchies now.
I bet you some fucking YouTuber has it in their set right
Oh,
now.
of course, because especially because it like doesn't specifically say ranch, right?
No, it's not branded or at all. It just looks like a
Yeah.
Giant fucking pizza.
It
It's
would be fuck
really
cool at a
fucking
podcast
cool.
recording.
I'm really fucking sad right now that
Yep.
I'm not like a fucking millionaire and I can't just be like, bring me the Hidden Valley Ranch couch. That
Yep.
look. The couch that looks like a pizza. Bring it to me now.
Bring me it. Bring me it. Did you go to the holiday section though and look? There's a Hidden Valley Ranch cooler and I fucking love it. I don't even like ranch that much. Like, right? Like, I like ranch. It's fine, but I wouldn't put my ranch on my ranch. But there's a really cute little ornament guy.
I'm a ranch person. I'm definitely 100% a ranch person.
Not the
I
target
am
demographic for these
not,
at all, but like.
but I am not a
God, I
hidden,
want them.
I'm not a Hidden Valley girl.
What are you?
I honestly like ranch from like random diners that make it themselves and stuff like that.
Those are really good.
Yeah,
I
so
like
I usually buy a couple and then stick those in the fridge.
the
I'm like a homemade ranch type person.
That's fair. I like the ones that you like buy the packet of powder from Hidden Valley Ranch and you mix it in with sour cream.
Oh, okay, like a dip, like the ranch,
Yeah,
like the
like
ranch
the
dip.
dip.
Yeah.
I hate when okay, the ranch I hate the most on the entire planet is the Wingstop Ranch.
Sad.
That soupy gro no, it's for me it's too liquid. It doesn't stick to
Oh yeah,
anything.
you know, yeah, it's very
And that's
liquidy.
like I need it. I need this is gonna be a word. This is gonna be a word. I need my ranch to be more viscous.
I don't usually run into that issue because I'm gross and I'm a blue cheese person when I get wings. And
Ah!
blue cheese is always a little thicker. Oh, dude,
It's very viscous.
I love blue. I could eat that. I eat that shit like by the
I could not.
crumbles on
No,
its
I can't
own.
eat blue cheese.
Blue cheese is
Give me some Gouda. Give me some, like,
blue
fuck.
cheese and
I would.
gorgonzola
Oh,
are
go to Gorgonzola's fucking amazing. I don't know how I like Gorgonzola and I hate
gorgonzola
blue cheese.
literally tastes like like a stronger blue. It's stronger than blue
I have
cheese.
absolutely
It's the
no
exact
I
same
no, I
flavor.
got nothing.
You are tripping.
I didn't say I wasn't.
It's literally the same flavor
But I do
profile.
like gorgonzola.
I hate you. I hate you so
I
much.
know. I know.
All right, so let's talk about some Barbie shit.
Yeah, let's talk about the Barbie shit. I'm
Sam,
so excited for this
no, not to
movie,
put you
just to
on
be clear.
blast, but you are no longer fully a, you wouldn't consider yourself fully a girl anymore, right?
No, I wouldn't consider myself at all a
Yeah,
girl.
so all right, but are you still a Barbie girl at heart?
Okay, all right. I was the bitch
Mm-hmm.
who played Barbies,
Mm-hmm.
where I set up an entire house. And then I would do a little bit of drama, and then I would forget that I wanted to play Barbies, and then I'd move on with my life.
You do like your own little like K dramas with your Barbie?
I would do soap operas because my mom watched soap operas.
Okay, beautiful. 90210 type shit.
General Hospital kind of
Oh
shit.
no, Shan, not
Yeah.
General Hospital.
Oh no, when I say soap operas, I mean soap operas.
That is something else.
All My Children.
I only know about those that shit through like cultural osmosis. I got telenovelas, which are soap operas in Spanish, which are
Yes.
way if
Way more drama,
possible,
even. Yeah, if possible,
way more
somehow.
dramatic.
Way
Yeah.
more dramatic. I did not have telenovelas, because nobody in my house would have been able to
And then
understand the drama.
when I
If my
worked
mom
with
could have understand the drama, she would have watched a
And then
telenovela.
when I worked with you at storage, you got into, I believe, K dramas,
Oh,
which
I've
were,
been
if possible, even
okay.
wilder.
So I will say that K dramas have one thing above soap operas and telenovelas.
What's that?
One thing. They only run a season.
Oh, okay. They're
So it's
short.
anywhere
They're
from
bingeable.
13 to 28 episodes.
Nah, dude, some fucking telenovelas ran for like half a decade or some
Oh,
shit.
yeah.
Like,
Same
or
with soap
longer.
operas. Like people
Yeah.
died and new people came on. I got into K dramas when I was in college, actually, and then I had to stop for a while because I needed to be able to focus things. Because the problem with K dramas is I don't know enough Korean or Taiwanese, because sometimes they were Thai dramas. I don't know enough of the language to not watch it with like to like be able to do it and other things at the same time. So
Interesting.
I like right now not watching K dramas.
Okay.
Don't have
So
time.
got distracted. So
Yes.
back to the root of the matter. So you did play with Barbies, but you weren't a big Barbie girl.
But I wasn't like a super collector Barbies, and I didn't care much about like their pretty clothes. I wanted the drama.
Okay. I want the drama.
I
Give me the
wanted
drama.
drama. I want drama always, as long as it doesn't affect me.
Yeah, you just want to be drama adjacent at all
I
times.
want to be drama adjacent. I mean, do you remember the amount of times at storage where we would just like poke and prod to try and find out what the drama was secretly like behind until somebody would be like, okay, but you can't tell anybody. And we're like, oh no, never,
Yes,
never. Go back really quickly and tell each
feed me
other,
the fucking
Oscar,
drama.
Oscar, I found the drama.
Can you
Show me who got the
fucking
drama.
believe it? Yeah,
We
exactly.
we're little drama
It
whores.
even fucking happened recently when we found out like someone got fired for hitting someone in a golf cart or something.
Oh my God. Yes.
I
And
can't
you're like,
believe
let's get the drama, and I
which I
found the
still
drama.
can't believe. I still can't
I
believe.
can't believe they're suing them.
Go off, honestly. What the fuck
Honestly, go
ever?
off. Yeah.
Get your money and die happy, I guess. You know, you're very old. You're very, very old.
But yes, drama. But Barbies fundamentally aren't about drama.
No.
That's not why they were created. We just created drama around them.
But you're anticipating some drama in this movie,
Oh, of course I am.
so you're
It's got
excited.
Will Ferrell in it.
And it does have Will Ferrell and Dua
I'm very
Lipa
excited.
as a mermaid looking
Dua Lipa.
ridiculous.
So hot. So
Yeah,
pretty.
she's wild.
I love her.
So I'm very excited. I believe we already have tickets for
Ah, I do not.
not for opening weekend because opening weekend we will be in Seattle watching Taylor
No.
Swift.
Oh yeah, that is
Yeah.
the 21st. Oh
20,
God, yeah.
yep.
I will be in San Diego
Yeah,
watching The
so
Voice.
I think we have
Alone or
tickets.
not, I'll do it.
We have tickets for the 30th, I believe. So
Nice.
the next week. But yeah. We're here today to talk about that. And where is it? Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
I found it. The Mattel theme park.
The Mattel theme park. So tell me about this, Shan.
I did you know they were building a Mattel theme park?
I literally did not, but I already see a crazy ass fucking Hot Wheels course, and I'm now so here for it. What?
Oh my god. Yeah, so this is coming in 2024. They're
this is
basically
coming
done with
soon?
It. Yeah, they're
Where?
basically done with it. Glendale, Arizona.
I was just in Glendale, Arizona
okay,
a few
we're
months
not
ago.
That far. Okay, so we're not that far. We could road trip to this Mattel place.
Yeah, I
like to the
definitely
Mattel theme
could.
park, like really, really easy. It'd be so easy.
Holy shit.
We should.
We
So the
should.
theme park's based around all of Mattel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a new part of the entertainment division that was originally going to be Crystal Lagoons Island Resort, but would be known as the VAI Resort after being purchased by new owners. Here's the best news. It's in Arizona, right? Which is really fucking hot.
Yeah.
Most of the park is indoors.
Oh, beautiful.
Most of it is going to be indoors, so we can attend and not die.
It says this theme park will be mostly indoors and include acres of air conditioning.
Yes. Yes. And I'm so, so thrilled. So while it was previously thought that the park and surrounding resort would open in early 2023, the official website still now states the resort will be opening in 2024. The entertainment destination, similar to Downtown Disney or Disney Springs, will feature restaurants, shopping, a large swimming lagoon, complete with white sand beaches, a hot air balloon, a wedding venue, an interactive theater, a hotel, and a concert space. And
Holy
it's
shit.
expected to bring 1,800 jobs to the area.
That's pretty dope.
That's pretty dope. Mattel Adventure Park will can include several popular Mattel IPs, including Hot Wheels, Barbie, Thomas and Friends, and the Masters of the Universe. So you
Thomas
got
and
He-Man.
Friends, as in like
The
Thomas the Tank
Turings.
Engines?
Yeah.
That's the Thomas is Mattel?
Thomas is Mattel, my friend.
I did not know that. And I also
Yeah,
didn't
they used
know.
to have a Thomas ride actually at Six Flags Magic Mountain.
I also didn't know He-Man was Mattel. I knew they made the toys, but I
But
didn't
that's
know.
then it's Mattel.
That's crazy. Well,
so there
no,
have been a few.
Because they have a show in comics and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I didn't know Mattel owned all of Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, enough of it at least.
That's cool.
So a few rides and experiences have been confirmed at this park. The first is a double looping launch Hot Wheels roller coaster.
Yes,
Fuck
give
yes.
it to me now.
It's going to be akin to the Lightning Run at Kentucky Kingdom, which I don't know what that is,
I have
but
no idea what the fuck that is.
It will. This model will feature more inversions, making this the most thrilling of offerings at the park. There will this will not only be a Hot Wheels roller coaster, though. Bone Shaker will be a Hot Wheels family coaster, includes some fire ride vehicles, so like the fire flames, because fire is in quotes. It is also thought to be part of a dark ride. Additionally, there will be a go-kart track themed to Hot Wheels, so you can race your friends and family. Thomas and Friends will also have at least one ride in this park. Thomas and Friends Adventure Train Treasure Hunt will be a train attraction that will feature a life-size Thomas the Tank Engine.
Nice.
And Barbie will be joining guests on a flying journey in the new Flying Theater Adventure, similar to Soarin' at the Disney parks.
Nice.
We get to fly over Barbie World.
I have a very a very recent like love for Thomas because the PC modding gaming community has taken to modding him into Resident Evil games
I love that.
as a villain that's constantly chasing you. So there's always just fucking Thomas the Tank Engine just like
I like
barreling
how that's
behind
like
you
a
at
good
any
thing
point.
for you. Like that's nightmares for me. Okay.
I think it's the funniest thing ever.
They are also making a life-size Castle Grayskull from He-Man.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and there's going to be a laser tag in it.
That's really fucking cool.
Yes. And Barbie's Beach House.
On
And on
the
the rooftop,
rooftop,
you can have perfectly pink themed beverages, sweet and savory snacks, and you can even take a trip into her closet.
Damn, that's really
Oh,
fucking
they're gonna
cool.
have miniature golf and Rock and Sock 'n Robots and like, oh yeah, okay. So the miniature golf course is gonna be themed for like Rock and Sock 'n Robots and Pictionary, and a climbing structure made from oversized Uno cards, and then party zones too. I'm so
Man,
excited.
this is really fucking exciting. It's not that far from us. We can definitely like take a
We can definitely
trip
go.
there,
We can definitely
and
go.
it's coming next year, hopefully. So I'm super stoked on this. Like, I honestly didn't know Mattel had like enough properties other than Barbie to like make a theme park out of. So the fact that there's so many things under their umbrella that I'm actually like excited to check out, like fuck yeah, let's do it. I'm
Exactly.
excited. On the same on that same note, we've got Barbie's Airbnb. Barbie's
Yes. Give
it's
me
in
Barbie's
Malibu.
Airbnb.
Where the fuck did I link it?
No.
I thought I did. Oh,
You said you were going to and then just did it, and I was like, okay.
here we go. Variety is gonna help us out on this one.
Let's go, Variety. Let's go. Dream
Okay.
house.
So, Barbie's Dream House is available to rent on Airbnb, and yes, it's in Malibu. Come on, Barbie, we're going to Malibu Dream House, Ken's Way. Fans can originally rent the Malibu Barbie Dream House on Airbnb, as hosted by Barbie's right-hand man, Ken, played by Ryan Gosling. He's trading in his rollerblades and surf shorts to offer fans a one-of-a-kind experience this July at the life-size toy-inspired mansion, proving he's more than just Ken. On July 17th at 10 a.m. PT, everyone in Barbie Land can request to book Ken's room in Barbie's Dream House at airbnb.com/KenDreamHouse for two individual one-night stays for up to two guests. Selected winners will stay at the Pink Mansion in Malibu on July 21st and July 22nd, free of charge, to indulge in all the Kenergy that that the revamped beach home has to offer.
I feel
We
like this
all
is spoilers.
I don't
Bear
know.
with me.
We all have
The
dreams. Go ahead.
reason I feel it's spoilers is because I feel now at the end of the movie, Barbie's gonna stay in the real world and Ken's gonna go back and get the dream house.
I don't even know what any of that means.
Oh, at the it's okay. Go.
Yeah. We all have dreams, and Barbie is lucky enough to have a house full of them, said Ken via press release. But now it's my turn. I can't wait to host guests inside this one of a kind, dare I say, one of a Ken digs. The newly remodeled Malibu Dream House sports Barbie's signature pink polish, this time with a revamped Kenergy. So I'm actually not too excited that it's all like Kenified or whatever.
That's what I'm like. I'm less excited now.
That's pretty fucking whack.
Yeah, it sports the pink polish, but with revamped Kenergy.
I'm good on the Kenergy, my
Yeah.
dudes.
That's, I mean, the point of Ken was just kind of to be the trophy boyfriend.
Yeah,
It was
so
to point out and prove how like fucking dumb it was that you had all these trophy girlfriends, because then you had the trophy boyfriend. And like that was the point of Barbie, is like that she didn't need a guy. She bought the house of her own name. She did all of her jobs of her own name. Ken was just kind of like the guy she decided she wanted to hang out with. I'm less thrilled, yeah, that it has Kenergy. Did you see the pictures?
Yeah, it's still cool, it's still cute, but like, no, you know what I
No.
mean?
I don't, not enough that I would
I
enter the
don't like
win.
all this fucking cow print on the bed and shit. Like, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm good.
Boo,
Boo.
Kenergy.
We're not Kenergy fans here.
And on that note, that's pretty much gonna do it for us here on the podcast. Thank you so much for
Man,
joining
we're gonna have
us.
to wait again for Chuck E. Cheese.
Thank you
All
so much for listening.
right.
If you made it this far, we really appreciate you. Please share the show with a friend. It's the best way that we grow. If you made it, if you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at Knife Life Osc, Knife Life OSC. If you want to find Shan on the internet,
You can find me, my link tree under Adventure Lady.
if do me a favor, y'all, if you're listening to this, go to my YouTube channel, Knife Life Media, and check out today. I actually dropped the first episode of our Dungeons and Dragons
I know, I'm
podcast.
so excited.
So you know, it's a little rough. Everyone's learning as we go, and we're just trying to have fun with it, not too worried about the rules. But yeah, check it out, give us some feedback, and hit like on that boy. Hopefully,
Yay!
we can get it going. It's gonna be coming out on Wednesdays. So
Nice. Love
thank
it.
you. Until next
Yay!
time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
This has been an hour chat.
And you could still take antlers on a plane.
Can you?
Bye!